From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The Senate is trying to wind up debate on the financial regulatory legislation, but as NPR's Audie Cornish reports, Democrats continue to squabble over last-minute amendments.
The main author of the bill, Connecticut Senator Chris Dodd, has dropped a compromise proposal dealing with derivatives. The current bill demands that banks give up their derivatives desks, which deal with complex contracts that investors use to protect against risk and price changes. And Dodd tried to promote a plan that would have delayed the implementation of that rule for 2 years while regulators study it. Many of those would be the same regulators who have criticized the concept. But Democrat supporters backing the amendment vowed to fight the compromise, and Senator Dodd has backed down. The vote seeks to limit debate on the bill as lawmakers seek to pass the legislation by the end of the week. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
Consumer prices declined in April for the first time in more than a year. The 0.1% drop in the consumer price index was led by a drop in gasoline prices, which are expected to fall even more in the coming weeks. The core CPI, which strips out volatile food and energy prices, was flat last month. The index is the government's key inflation indicator. President Obama is denouncing the controversial new immigration law in Arizona, but speaking at a joint news conference with the visiting Mexican president, Felipe Calderon, Mr. Obama put blame for the law on Washington's shoulders.
The Arizona law, I think, expresses some of the frustrations that the American people have had in not fixing a broken immigration system. And frankly, the failures of the federal government to get this done. I'm sympathetic to those frustrations. I share those frustrations.
The president also reaffirmed his commitment to overhauling the nation's immigration laws, both top issues for Calderon. Supreme Court nominee Elena Kagan's confirmation hearing is set to begin on June 28th. The date was announced today by Senator Patrick Leahy, the Democratic chairman of the Judiciary Committee. NPR's David Wellner has more.
Judiciary Committee Chairman Leahy said he hopes the late June confirmation hearing for Kagan can be completed the week before the Senate adjourns for a week-long July 4th recess.
Then I would urge everybody to come to the hearing with an open mind, listen to our answers to those questions, and we will make sure that every senator, both sides of the aisle, have ample time to ask the questions they want.
The Judiciary Panel's top Republican, Jeff Sessions, made it clear he would have picked a later date for the hearing.
We'll try to do our best to conduct an effective hearing, even if I would have preferred a little more time.
Still, Sessions said he expected Kagan's confirmation process will be completed by the August recess. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
Stocks are slipping today. The Dow is down 56 points, the NASDAQ down 11. This is NPR News. A Republican congressman from Florida is putting some blame on the Obama administration for the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. At a hearing today, Congressman John Mica said the administration did not listen to warnings about the need for more regulation.
Safety measures were put in place have to be attributed to the Obama administration. What I've done is outline, I call this the Obama oil spill timeline.
By the Democratic chairman of the committee holding this morning's hearing, Congressman James Oberstar of Minnesota, says Mica is overreaching. He said that decisions were made by career officials, not by political appointees. Meanwhile, the Coast Guard says tar balls that have floated ashore in the Florida Keys are not linked to the spill. A curfew is in effect in the Thai capital of Bangkok and 23 provinces after the Thai military cracked down on anti-government demonstrators in the capital today. At least six people have been killed. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Bangkok as sporadic clashes continue.
The government has achieved its objective of removing the protesters from the center of the city's main shopping district, but it's come at a high price. The protesters have dispersed, most of their leaders now in custody, but some among them set fire to several buildings in and around the protest site, including Central World, one of the largest malls in Asia, which continues to burn. The Thai Stock Exchange was also targeted, and fires continue to burn in other parts of the city as well. Thai troops are out in force in the city tonight, sealing off main streets with barbed wire barricades. The extension of the curfew to Thailand's north and east, the protesters' heartland, is clearly an effort to try to keep the violence in the city from spreading to other parts of the country. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Bangkok.
And I'm Giles Snyder in Washington.